Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy to help me understand an odd couple, a strange match, California and Russia. Ivana's piece in the Kyiv Post points me to December 2016, a CBS News report from KCAL, Los Angeles. If California voters ever decide to secede from the United States, goes the copy, they could have at least one partner on the international stage, Russia. The Yes California Independence Campaign, which is leading an effort to bring a secession initiative to the 2019 ballot, opened what the group called a cultural center and a people's embassy in Moscow this week. Ivana, this reads like a send-up, but it isn't. It's a serious news report. That was then. That's 9 years ago. What has happened to the understanding that California and Russia were going to work together, and why? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me. And indeed, my colleague Marina Chernin and I have been following the situation of how Russia has been weaponizing secessionist movement related to California this time. And even though what you just stated may sound like a good joke in a humorous way coming from the Kremlin, actually, it's a serious situation because Russia has a long history of truly weaponizing secessionist movements. And this time around, in January, basically, California's Secretary of State announced approval for the commencement of signature gathering to support a measure requiring California basically to study the viability of independent countryhood by 2027. And the reason why we decided to write this piece is actually to warn the Americans of how Russia has been implementing its strategy related to California for a very long time, which you just mentioned, almost 9 years. And they even, you know, created, to put in a quotation mark, even an embassy of California in Moscow and hang a banner in the Bay Area regarding California and Russia will always be friends. I can go on and on. But this is really not the first time that Russia has weaponized secessionist movements here. Because last year, as the United States was doing a lot of things related to border crisis, Russia immediately launched a new information operations campaign to support a potential Texas secession, and basically claiming that it will result in a civil war. And in even actually last January, that whole thing, you know, started. Russian Foreign Ministry Zakharov actually joked that the President Joe Biden should actually form an international coalition to free Texas. And then Dmitry Medvedev, actually Russia's former president and deputy chair of the Security Council, actually warned that a more destructive civil war might erupt in Texas. And then they pushed forward for another campaign, basically claiming that this is going to result in a civil war. And basically they claim, you know, if your enemy is facing a problem, you need to help it turn it into catastrophe. So these are the words by Moscow. And immediately, no, a lot of Russians actually started posting on social media platforms, posting tweets expressing to support for Texas secession. Texas, we are with you. They were talking about freedom for Texas. And this really doesn't come as a surprise, I have to tell you, because Russia has a long history of weaponizing secessionist movement globally, such as the Catalans in Spain, Scottish independence in the UK. You had, as I mentioned, the backing of California secessionist movements, but also another area that we discussed multiple times, both of us, in the Balkans, Republika Srpska in Bosnia and Herzegovina. So this is something that we should pay attention to. Look, both campaigns absolutely failed. But this actually teaches us something else, that Russia, every time when there is a polarizing thing in our society, they jump in and they try to polarize us even further. You know, whether it's the question of nuclear weapons, whether it's the question of support for Ukraine, whether it's the question of secessionist movements that I just mentioned, I can go on and on. And this is, you know, one more proof that Russia is not only interfering in domestic affairs around the election times, they are doing that on a constant basis, 24/7, 365 days.
Very helpful to understand this as an information war. You've talked about the information space being dominated by bad actors. There would be plenty of opportunity to reinforce this alienation. That's what it is, following an election. And do we have reason to believe they run a campaign of websites and X, a filing on X or filing on any of the social media sites, Facebook, to encourage people to be alienated? Do we know about a program like that?
So we already know that there were multiple campaigns on social media pushing for those narratives. So this is really, you know, nothing new. And they're just changing not their tactics, but on the tactical level, changing messaging. You know, today it's California, tomorrow it can be again Texas. In 3 days, they can run a new campaign related to another domestic issue, for example, social or economic issues that we have here in the U.S. So it really, it's a very problematic thing. And as I mentioned multiple times on your show, like, we have to, of course, protect our free speech. And as an individual, you absolutely have to have any right to say whatever you want on social media to express your views. However, if such a campaign is conducted from Russia or on order coming from Russia, that's something that should be illegal, and that's something that should be not allowed in the information space.
The elections overseas, I'm thinking of the election in Romania, I'm thinking of the election in Germany, I'm thinking of upcoming elections in France. Is there reason to believe that Russia will be interfering there by supporting alienation, you know, separatist party, or in Germany's case, will be the AfD, which is a rejectionist party? Is there reason to believe that that's supported by Russia in the information space? We have about 1 minute.
Absolutely, make no mistake. Russia has been in it for a long time, and it will not abandon that tool because who has information superiority is going to win this war, and Russia knows it.
And they do the same. You said they use the same tactics every time. Website, email, Twitter, operations that look like they're individuals launched, and in fact, they're collectively launched. So nothing new whatsoever.
Nothing new. We already know their script on social media platforms, but also how they leverage social media influencers to try to show their campaigns are actually grassroots movements, which is absolutely not accurate. And one other thing that I wanted to emphasize is, look, this is absolutely nothing new. We already know Russia's tactics since the Cold War. The only thing that is new is social media platforms that information can actually fly very, very fast these days.
Ivana Stradner, research fellow with the Barris Center for Media Integrity at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, writing with her colleague Maria Chernin, an intern at the FDD. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.